Pima County. They can also be found online at newsandreview.com. Coming up next, Non-Human Radio.
To rest, and just put those lies to rest, with those maybes, and I thought I was over your baby.
All right, welcome to Non-Human Radio.
Awesome, man. I'm going to get that on the radio.
I love people-powered radio. They're all getting ready on their mics. Love it.
Are we set on mic three?
You're on mic three, man.
All right, so...
Have a good night.
Welcome to Non-Human Radio, where we usually talk about animal rights and veganism every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. here on KZFR 90.1 FM or online at kzfr.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Non-Human Radio. We are getting set up here because of the time crunch and the recent events. I'm Danny Toms. So today we felt it was important to talk about the results of yesterday's election because it's impossible to not talk about them or pretend like they aren't happening. And we're getting some material set up here any moment. I think it's important to understand there's a lot of emotions going on and to hold space for people to feel however they want to feel about this, and that it's not a matter of just saying everything's going to go back to normal, be hopeful. There's a lot of people scared out there right now. A lot of our marginalized friends, our LGBTQ2 friends, our Muslim and Latino friends, I mean, they're terrified. And let's not go around telling people it'll all be okay. It's going to be a process. Grief is a process. Figuring out what happens next is a process. And we're just getting started on this brave new world. But we wanted to make sure that we wanted people to know that we're listening and that we're out there. And there are many people out there trying to help and be along for this ride. So we're going to start with some words from Maya Angelou. And we are setting it up.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, "Morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you?" It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh, does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, there I go rising.
Yeah, during times like these, when I find it hard to fathom events and I find sort of the wind knocked out of my spirit, and I just can't take things as usual, I like to recall these words of comfort from Mr. Rogers. Go ahead, Danny.
When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, "Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping." And so we wanted to try to help tonight and to let you know about all the helpers out there. I'd say that, you know, 50% of the nation didn't vote. 25% went one way, 25% went the other way, and the arcane electoral college made the call. But, you know, your neighbors are your neighbors. The country is more or less the same constituent people with lots of ugliness revealed, but it's not a hopeless situation. There are many good people out there helping.
Yeah. So we're going to take the show today in a totally different area from usual. We're going to look at the other spectrum of the animal, which is the human animal. And we're going to, look for the helpers and the helpers that are still going to keep on working. Just like in another show, we'll keep working on the right. Non-human animal issues. But for this one, we just both of us just felt really strongly that we just couldn't carry on with our usual show. So, yeah. Donald Trump has been a vocal advocate over this last year of campaigning of sexual assault, Islamophobia, xenophobia, and a really violent racism. So we put together a list with some help from Jezebel, of some organizations that work to fight for the rights of our most vulnerable populations, and ways that you can volunteer to make sure that they are able to keep on working. Or you can volunteer for them and help them do their work.
Or you can call them and get help. I think both a lot of people need some help and some discussion in the next few days. This is very triggering for lots of people. And a lot of people want to figure out, how can they help? How do you fight back?
Yeah.
And there are many organizations that are constantly doing that, and they can always need more assistance.
I think if you tune into KZFR 90.1 FM, which is listener-supported community radio, you'll find a lot of local voices. We just heard some.
Right.
And on Bill's show, we always hear a lot from Sue's show, The Real Issue. And so we just wanted to put together some names of organizations that you probably already know, but I think if we hear them all in a row, it will help reinforce the idea that although much has changed, there's still a backdrop of much help. So I'm just going to get started. I want to recommend listeners to the American Civil Liberties Union, which works to defend individual rights and liberties guaranteed by the Constitution. The Constitution is not going away, and we have a very good chapter here in Chico. There's the Anti-Defamation League, which was founded in 1913 to stop the defamation of Jewish people and to secure justice and fair treatment to all. And today it fights against anti-Semitism and bigotry as one of the largest civil rights organizations in the country. And then we go to the Boys and Girls Club. These are roughly in alphabetical order. The Boys and Girls Clubs of America offer enrichment programs and support for children when they're not in school. And we have a thriving Boys and Girls Club in Butte County, with a great center right here in Chico, both for the younger kids and a nice teen center. There's another group called Campaign Zero, which advocates for policy solutions to end police violence in America.
California CASA, C-A-S-A, serves a network of more than 7,500 volunteers who advocate for 12,000 foster youth. We have an active group of CASA advocates in Butte County, making a difference for kids who are far less fortunate than you or I. At the other end of life, the Passages Center has a network of volunteers who serve as ombudsmen for seniors in nursing homes and residential care facilities. The Center for Reproductive Rights is the world's foremost legal advocate for securing women's access to quality reproductive health care. That's going to be very important going forward. The Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, is the country's largest Muslim civil liberties organization. There's a chapter in Sacramento. Earth Justice is the largest nonprofit environmental law organization in the country, working to protect wildlife, for healthy communities, and for cleaner energy options. The organization represents its clients free of charge.
Then we have Legal Services of Northern California, which provides quality legal services to empower the poor to identify and defeat the causes and effects of poverty. They could use your support, of course. And then at Chico State, we have the amazing Community Legal Information Center, or CLIC. It's a student-run project where trained students provide free legal help to community members in need, often serving the disadvantaged and other students. And CLIC students, it benefits them, too. They work under the guidance of supervising attorneys who are faculty in the Political Science Department and often are CLIC alumni themselves. NARAL, Pro-Choice America, is a political advocacy group focusing on women's reproductive rights and freedoms. We have the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, known as the NAACP, working to promote the civil rights of people of color and to eliminate race-based discrimination. Their Western Regional Office is in Sacramento, and there is an active chapter in Oroville. And there's also the very active African-American Family and Cultural Center in Oroville. And I know they've been guests on Sue's show in the past. If you just tuned in, you're listening to a very different episode of Non-Human Radio. We're focusing on the range of nonprofits and volunteer organizations that provide the backbone for bettering all our lives. The National Coalition Against Domestic Violence advocates for victims and attempts to change policies surrounding domestic violence. In Chico, we have Catalyst, the Catalyst organization, whose mission is to reduce the incidence of intimate partner violence through crisis intervention services, community education, and the promotion of healthy relationships, regardless of ethnicity, citizenship, language, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, or HIV status. And they're right here in Chico. And we've mentioned them on the show in the past because they have supported the ability of domestic violence victims to escape with their animals and keep their animals safe.
Right. I mean, often people will feel tied down by their kids or their animals to a certain abusive situation. The National Immigration Law Center is dedicated to fighting for the rights of low-income immigrants through litigation, policy analysis, and advocacy, and various other methods. The National Organization for Women, NOW, is an activist organization and PAC that advocates for equal rights for women and supports programs like clinic escorts.
Yeah, and I'll just jump in here. The book in common for Chico is Gloria Steinem's memoir, mm-hmm. My Life on the Road, and she'll be coming to speak in Chico in March. And she was one of the.
That's going to sell out.
It is sold out already. Oh, but read the book, and there's like book clubs. The Chico Library has a book club that's reading that in January.
Excellent. Next Gen Climate Action works politically to prevent climate disaster. Locally, we have a great Chico 350 group, which is always working on ways to raise public awareness or diminish our general apathy towards personal action to fight climate change, because it seems like what can one person do, but one person can do a lot.
You just have to start to make a change.
Yeah. Many ants can do tremendous things, I would say. Planned Parenthood is the country's leading sexual and reproductive health care provider. We have a Planned Parenthood clinic in Chico, and they, of course, always welcome donations.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to KZFR 90.1. This is Non-Human Radio, a very special episode. We are listing a number of national and local organizations that can help us process and maintain dignity in the face of our newest president. The Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, RAIN, is the country's largest anti-sexual violence organization, which operates the National Sexual Assault Line at 800-656-HOPE, H-O-P-E. The Reproductive Health Access Project is a nonprofit that trains clinicians to make quality reproductive health care more accessible. And I should say I'm going to post a list of this list as well as links to these groups' websites at nonhumanradio.com. Running Start is dedicated to educating young women and girls about the importance of politics through the Young Women's Political Leadership Program and various other fellowships and internships. We're not just talking about supporting people who've been injured in our society, mm-hmm. but also helping nurture young people in our society. That's what the Boys and Girls Club does. That's what a group like Running Start does.
And the election results showed that most millennials voted for Hillary, 18 to 25
yes.
age group. And, the people are out there. It's just the way the system operated this time.
Yeah. Then we have the Sierra Club, which is the largest grassroots environmental organization in the country and works to protect millions of acres of wilderness and pass legislation like the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. We have our own local Sierra Club Yahi chapter, which along with the Butte Environmental Council offers many opportunities to be a helper for the environment. And here we're harking back to good old Mr. Rogers, who's like, look around for the helpers. So they're around, and
right.
you can be one too.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, which does a tremendous amount of work, fights hate groups and bigotry using education, most especially litigation and advocacy. They're constantly finding issues with voting rights violations and other sorts of hate crimes and making sure that they get prosecuted. Also, in Chico, we're very fortunate to have the Stonewall Alliance Center, whose mission is to cultivate a safe, open, inclusive environment for all members of any gender and sexual minority and community of allies. Stonewall Alliance unites, strengthens, and affirms the community through support, resources, education, advocacy, and celebration. And, of course, they can always use financial help. We'll probably, Jeannie, I'm sure we'll diligently post the show notes and we'll get the contact numbers in there.
I will do that.
And you can always just ask Non-Human Radio for, if you need any help with anything or you know anything that's going on, let us help too. We all have to help each other at this point.
Yeah. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to a very special edition of Non-Human Radio. Non-Human Radio is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters. Thank you very much for everyone who called into the pledge drive over 2 weeks ago. And by the Chico Chamber of Commerce, which is committed to enhancing the economic vitality of Chico for its businesses and residents. For more information about chamber impacts and opportunities and to join, visit chicochamber.com or call 891-5556. And we're also supported by Log Arrow Marketing Services, helping businesses, associations, and nonprofits stand out with outside-the-box promotional products, whether it's branded apparel for your staff or an event or promotional products with a purpose. Log Arrow tailors programs to meet its clients' needs. Learn how Log Arrow can help you organize through target marketing visits by visiting logarrow.com or call 355-8685.
Well, we live in interesting times. I don't want to say it's all going to be all right because we don't know. I don't want to say, the world's going to burn. We don't know. I want to make sure that people that are hurting right now in the moment are getting help through various hotlines or working with, whoever they know, their friends and neighbors. And as I've kind of said, this is sort of a fundamental change, but the popular vote went to, progressive values. The majority of the country still supports gay marriage, still supports women's rights. It's the gerrymandering of the system that kind of lets the vote go one way or the other, but we're not surrounded by monsters,
Not at all.
But certainly also, if you want to, go on a hike for 4 years, that's totally cool too.
All right. Did you have anything else you wanted to elaborate on there, Danny?
No. I think just encourage people that they're, you're not alone. And this will not stand forever. That's what I would say.
Well, I have actually, although we've been very sort of gloomy and
yes.
sad in the first half of the show, there is a bit of good news. I am fundamentally an optimist, so I believe this too shall pass. And among the many measures that are being voted for yesterday, we had a bunch in California, but I'm going to talk about a particular one that was in Massachusetts, which was the extreme confinement of egg-laying chickens, mother pigs, and baby male calves in veal crates will be illegal by 2022 on Massachusetts farms, with the resounding passage of their Proposition 3 by Massachusetts voters. Earlier this year, it took over 1,000 volunteers from many animal welfare and animal rights organizations who gathered approximately 190,000 signatures, which was more than three times the number required by the state of Massachusetts petition process.
Wow.
To put the measure on the ballot. And last night, I'm happy to say it passed with an amazing 78% majority. That is a mandate. That is a mandate for animal welfare. It's a mandate that says animal abuse for food animals has got to stop. 10 states from California to Maine have already passed laws to phase out battery cages, gestation crates or veal crates, or all three, including California, which we did back in 2008 when Proposition 2 passed in California with about 63% voter support, including in Butte County. That's a measure that passed in Butte County, which was very good to know.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you look at the voting nationwide, there are many, many progressive bills that passed at such a high percentage that obviously, you know, Trump supporters also voted for them.
Yes, you know, definitely. With this particular measure, 78%, right. You know, that's not just, it's not just a progressive or Democratic issue.
Right. There's, I think, a lot of frustrated people out there, and that's what they demonstrated without perhaps fully going through the consequences.
Yeah. So then I want to move on, and I want to remind our listeners that I'm not going to do a full calendar, but I do want to remind our listeners that if you want some companionship, check out and sign up for the 4th Annual Chico Vegan Thanksgiving Potluck, which is coming up this Saturday. Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, November 19th.
Could it be this Saturday? I really need it.
We have the Vegan Thanksgiving Cooking Class this Saturday,
excellent.
But that has pretty good attendance, so I don't need any more attendees for that. But yeah, we're doing that. That should be fun. We have about 12 people, and it's going to be how to make all the components of a nice Thanksgiving dinner. But on the 19th, you can take those skills and take them on down to the Boys and Girls Club Teen Center in downtown Chico from 5 to 7 p.m. and join, I anticipate, quite a few people. It's our big annual bash for the Chico vegan community, and we're all going to enjoy the Thanksgiving that we wish we could have with our friends and family, but often that we often can't because our friends and family aren't usually or commonly vegan. So if you want information on that, go to chicovegan.com and you can get some ticket information for that.
Get your tickets early. It really helps with planning. I think tickets are also available at the door. I think it can be 100 to 200 people, and I'm not sure the maximum capacity of that building. So.
Oh, no. I think we're planning to seat no more than 100.
Okay.
So, yeah. But it'll be fun. And I'll go ahead and bring up one news story, which we had sort of prepared, which was about pigs. And I wanted to just share some opinions by Dr. Mark Beekhoff, who's an ethologist out of Colorado University, who doesn't consider questions about comparing the intelligence of different species to be a helpful way of looking at dogs versus cats versus pigs versus humans. Right, and so what he does is he says that individuals do what they need to do to be good members of their species, right? And comparing members in the within the same species might be useful in terms of intelligence testing, but comparing dogs to cats or dogs to pigs doesn't say much that is of super importance. So he's saying that cross species comparisons are relatively meaningless and get us on a slippery slope because we then look at supposedly dumber animals and say that it's okay to use dumb animals in all sorts of invasive and abusive ways, and there are no sound scientific reasons to make that claim, and the opposite might be the case, but we'll never really know.
I mean, it's literally apples and oranges.
Yeah.
It's an invalid comparison.
So, and then he goes on to explain that the claim that it's okay to slaughter pigs rather than dogs because dogs would suffer more, right? Because we think, is misleading and there are no data to support it. So he's saying, let's be more rigorous.
The people would suffer more.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that mammals are sentient beings who share the same brain structure underlying their emotional lives and experience the same wide spectrum of emotions, including the capacity to feel pain and to suffer. So, yeah. Then you look at the scientific literature to see that millions upon millions of mice and other rodents are used in so many studies, the point of which is to learn more about pain in humans. and yet, despite the fact that we know that mice, rats, and chickens display empathy and are very smart and emotional, we do not protect them under the Federal Animal Welfare Act, which has an exemption for mice and rats. So that was sort of like a little aside that I just wanted to talk about a little bit.
Yeah. It's important to keep our eye on the ball.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Well. It's been a long night, I would say.
You know what? So here's what I did yesterday, and I'm sort of, this is why this election hit me really hard. I worked as a poll worker yesterday. I've done this for 3 or 4 election cycles. So I was at Chico State. If your polling precinct was at Chico State, you walked probably past my table. So I did not know what was going on all day.
Right.
Until towards the end when we were closing up, and then I glanced at my social media, and then I discovered that the election was not going as I had hoped or that any pollsters had ever predicted.
I think also kudos to everyone who managed to go to work today, and kudos to those who managed not to go to work, and many people had to go to work because they have to, even though they didn't want to. I have to interview somebody for my job tonight who's in India right now and who would be coming to America for this job, and I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say to him. It's kind of a hard selling point, right? So,
yeah, do you think he's concerned?
You know, technically I shouldn't bring it up, but I'll find out when I talk to him later.
Yeah.
So, you know, remember the helpers are out there. People haven't fundamentally changed, and everything you're feeling is okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything you're feeling is okay, whether you're angry as heck,
yeah.
Sad, or otherwise just concerned. Right?
Yeah, it's not a time. It's not the Bernie voters. It's not the Libertarian voters. It's the 50% of people that didn't vote. It's the systemic disenfranchisement of people that makes them think their voice isn't heard so that they don't vote. And being a helper, getting help, education is what we need to continue to focus on.
Yeah. Now is not the time for blame. Now is the time to feel what we're feeling and figure out a way forward without blaming people.
Agreed.
Non-Human Radio is made possible through the generous contributions of KZFR listeners like you. Many thanks to Sue Hildebrand for her engineering assistance and moral support, and for bringing good coverage of local issues and local people helping other people. I think that we can't control what's going on the national stage, but we certainly can affect what's going on our local stage.
All politics are local, so if you don't like the Republican and Democratic Party, you know, get out and run for city council and start that movement now, because it's a long road to the next 4 years.
Yeah.
You can't just run for president every 8 years.
So stay tuned for Sue's show, The Real Issue, which is coming up next.
Until next week.
This has been Non-Human Radio, a production of KZFR 90.1 FM Chico. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are those of the hosts and do not reflect the opinions of KZFR, its board, or its staff. The theme music playing behind my voice is Ready to Fall by Vegan Activist Rockers Rise Against.
If you missed any portion of this show or you want to listen again, visit the archives at kzfr.org/shows/nonhumanradio. This is Jeannie Trezino and Annie Toms signing off. Until next week, be different, be better, be kind.
And go vegan. We'll be back with news about animals and animal issues next week. Thank you all. Have a great evening.